sex.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Let me take you to the dawn, back to my home where them birds fly high. Ain't no stopping, put it on. I just do it for my city.
I just do it for the city.
I just do it for my city.
I just do it for the city.
Let me take you to the dawn, back to my home where them birds fly high. Ain't no stopping, put it on. I just do it for my city.
I just do it for the city.
I just do it for my city.
Anyone else who better to spin it? Set it down, back to back, yes, we did. Look, boss, so the boy, yeah, yeah, we win it.
They can't believe it, believe it. Yes, we are achieving, achieving, achieving.
Yes, I'm back. Best in the NFC, bet that lost fan, we lost Michael Vietnam. Now that's irrelevant. Matt Ryan, the best in Anna, yeah, accuracy, yeah, prestige. Best in the QB, bitch, we play a team, so we win a team. Watch the Falcons, we at that ring. Beach running back, so receiving no catch. You put the line, so better, no stats. With the team, they don't show no sex. Can't forget the best defense. Red and white, get just that black like that. So stop the trap for the dirty walk. Dirty, dirty walk, the dirty walk. Just
let me take you to the dawn. Back to my home when I'm birds fly high. Ain't no stopping, put it on. I just do it for my city.
Tell them that it's game on. The Flyers first in the lead. Landing in that Georgia dome. We hide it past the run. Headed for the end zone. Leaders of the NFC. You better turn your TV on. Fuck for how we keep it live. Get in and on ESPN. Highlight clips from here and there. Every city that we be in.
With visions of the quarterback. Vision if we aim for the goal. We gon' keep on winning. Come on. Let's go. See, come on.
They just do it for the city.
They just do it for the city.
City.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What? Holding it down on EOTMRadio.com. We have an exclusive interview tonight, y'all, so you might want to get on your blankets and lay in the bed and join the combo. Now, before I get all worked up and all excited, for you guys that do not know Mixture of Arts, just to let you know, Mixture of Arts is a creative mixture of topics and diversity of music show. So just because tonight's topic is on sports does not mean that all of Mixture of Arts shows are on sports-related topics. So with that said, folks, if you are excited and love expressing your mind and views, then you definitely want to go ahead and subscribe to our future shows. Now, for those folks that are on the Blog Talk Radio Network that is listening to our show right now, you can just look at the top of the screen and you will see the word subscribe right there on the top left-hand corner. Now, for you folks that are in the chat room, you guys can just go ahead and hold tight. I really do appreciate you for tuning in. Now, all those folks that are on Facebook right now, if you are on Facebook, then you definitely want to go ahead and connect with Mixture of Arts. Just type in Mixture of Arts to Say to Say, and then you will go ahead and find us. We definitely want to go ahead and connect with you, and we want to give you all the 411 on all of our future shows. All right, folks, now it is definitely that time, that on time of the hour, it is ClickBank Seller time. Now, the ClickBank Seller of the night for all you internet marketers out there and all you affiliate marketers out there, if you are looking for a juicy, juicy, juicy niche to get into, then according to Yossi Affiliate University, the Soros Free for Life is definitely a hot niche. Now, here are the juicy, juicy details. The product price is actually $29.97, and you, as the affiliate, can earn 75% or $20.10. The gravity is 54.13, and you can actually earn $16.76 per sale. And the referral rate is 97%. So you know that is a juicy, juicy, juicy topic. You definitely want to go ahead and start building your website and everything like that to start making moolah. All right, now, if you are interested as far as picking this as your particular niche, if you are in the chat room, I will go ahead and post up the link for you so that you can go ahead and be on your way to make money. All right, folks, now I will go ahead and bring out our featured guest of the night, but before I go ahead and do that, I'm going to go ahead and take one fast commercial break, and then we will be right back. Y'all go ahead and stay tuned. All right, cool.
General, we got these niggas, fucking cockroaches. You wanna go to war?
It makes me strong, it gives me the strength to bang out and make these songs. If I do it on the spot or if it takes me long, they can't stop me. Even if my brakes was on, I'm still, I'm always here, nobody's perfect. Life ain't always fair, I used to not give a fuck. I ain't always care when it's too hot for the hammer. You know the hawk is right until you get to the car. And you gotta get through the D before you get to the R. If I don't get you today, then I'ma get you tomorrow. As soon as you come out your crib, I'ma be right where I'm supposed to be, close to you, with the toes close to me. And true, if it's the right or the wrong thing, when you in the sight of that long thing, you wish you had a strong team. Homie, long as you feed me, I pull a big joint out as long as the TV, or I could play my part and just breathe easy, right? As soon as something happened to you, your niggas are bouncing, you thought they was trapping with you. Now you're cleaning your peroxide, and you wake up in the ER with the doc ride. Putting tubes in you, and you can't even eat right. They putting food in you, your body's getting colder. Devil on your shoulder, and your mom's is in the room, but you just wanna hold her. Nothing but realness, that's why everybody in the world can feel this. I'm on top and y'all under me, so when it's over, if I ain't in the front, at least I'm gonna be.
Mix of Arts with your girl, Say to you, Say What, holding it down, y'all, right now on EOTM Radio. Now, just to let you guys know, that track right there is definitely one of my favorite tracks right there, so I definitely had to go ahead and play that real quick. Now, the man of the hour. Now, during his career, just to let you guys know a little bit more about our featured guest, all right? Now, during his career, this American track and film star athlete has broken records, and it's been said that he has recorded a sub-10-second personal best in the 100 meters and a sub-20-second best in the 200 meters. Now, he has also won the 1999 Summer Universal and came to the 2000 Sydney Olympics final, but sadly, he had a terrible leg injury in 2001 and 2002 seasons, but he absolutely returned at the end of the 2002 as part of the gold medal winning American 4x10-meter relay team at the IAAF World Cup, bringing the championship record. Now, I don't want to go too deep into this man's great accomplishments, but I will go ahead and do the honor of bringing out Colby Miller. What is up with you, Colby Miller?
Not much. Thanks for having me here in Atlanta, enjoying this. Well, I won't say enjoying this hot weather, but not much is hanging out here at home.
That is great. Thank you so very much for coming on the Mixture of Arts with me, your girl, Say You Say What. Now, Colby, I know I touched a little bit more about you, but can you just enlighten us and just give the listeners a little bit more?
Well, my name is Colby Miller, and I grew up in Mississippi and always have been a person that loves sports, always been around sports, grew up playing them throughout my childhood. And when the opportunity came to further that career, I jumped right on it and got a scholarship and played baseball and football in the beginning. And then I crossed over to track and field and became national champ my first year doing that. Then after that, that kind of opened up more doors for me. And I got all these like scholarship offers to all these different universities. And so I ended up choosing Auburn University as my choice to go and run track on a full scholarship. and as well get my education paid for, full ride. So I kind of, after that, it kind of like took off from there. And after I graduated in 2000 with a degree in criminal justice, I signed a deal with Nike and made my first Olympic team. And so from there, it just went up from there.
Wow. That is awesome, Kobe, because it just sounds like you are definitely a go-getter for real, and you are definitely about your business, Kobe, and that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. You pretty much answered a lot of the questions I wanted to ask, but I'm going to go ahead and ask some things that I wasn't expecting to ask. Now, Kobe, as you know, you are a very, very talented young man. Did you ever expect to become a track star?
Well, actually, I didn't. I just knew, like, when I was in eighth grade playing football and stuff, my football coach actually told me that I should go out and try for the track team. And so as an eighth grader, I got moved up into the high school track team, and I started to beat a lot of the guys on there. And so I think my high school coach, he actually saw something in me that I really didn't see in myself. I just knew that I enjoyed sports and I liked it, and so I became great at it. It was something that felt natural to me, and so I kept at it and became state champ in 100 meters and 200 meters doing, as an eighth grader and working out with high school people. And that's kind of like...
So that basically means that you've probably been in shape like all your life then, huh?
I would say I wasn't probably in shape all my life. I love fitness and stuff, but when I got the resources to be able to lift weights and learn about gym and learn about how to eat right and everything, and then I kind of took my health and fitness overall pretty serious, and so that kind of made me want to get more in shape.
I see. Now, I know I just touched on as far as your injuries. Would you be able to explain to us how exactly did you get your injuries and what was you going through when you got your injuries? Because I'm pretty sure that you couldn't play.
Well, that injury, that was going into the American Championships, which was going to be held in Mexico that year. It was a very, very pivotal time in my career. I had been training hard all year and got to the American Championships, and I was competing in the 200 meters. I knew I was in great shape. My coach, Ralph Spry, head coach at Auburn University at the time, had prepared me and got me in really good shape. And so going into the American Championship, I was the favorite. I ended up winning the race. And as I crossed the finish line, going across and waving to the crowd and doing my victory lap, Sean Crawford actually came into the back of me, because there's only two spots, and him and the third-place guy was battling who was going to get the second spot. Came into the back of me, and I ended up breaking my fibula bone, which put me out of competition and also wouldn't allow me to go on and compete in the World Championships in Mexico.
Man, wow. I know you was, like, heated. I know you was heated. Like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this is really happening to me right now. So when that happened, what was going through your mind? Like, was you, like, really just sad, or were you just really just angry for real?
You know, I believe everything happened for a reason. At the time when it happened, I was a little bit, you know, down and frustrated. But my coach, Ralph Spry, is a great motivator, and he motivated me to, you know, just got to get back up and start all over again. Because at the time, I was in probably the best shape that I've been in my career in running and everything. And so what I did, I just made up my mind, you know, I just can't let this stop me right now. So I made myself get up and go to rehab twice a day, 5 days a week until I got better. So I was back on the track after suffering a broken fibula within 6 weeks. And my very first race out, I set a PR in 100 meters, my very first race. So that goes to show you that if you stay determined and keep your focus on what needs to be done, you know, anything is possible. The sky's the limit. So I kept telling myself, you know, I can do this and I'm strong and, you know, I need to get out there and show people that, you know, you can come back. And that's what I did. So my very first race out, I ended up setting a PR in 100 meters. And it kind of, like, took my career to another level.
Wow. You know what? if I had a crowd that could clap right now, I would definitely go ahead and clap for you, because it's just so wonderful that you actually mentioned, like, the word determination, because, like, sometimes in life when things do not go your way or you're really looking forward to something and then something like that happens to you, they kind of will stop somebody from really doing what they love. You know what I'm saying?
But absolutely.
You didn't quit. You said, this is my passion. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. And I'm going to win this. And that's a beautiful thing, Kobe.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's what's up. I really admire you for that, because I know that sometimes, you know, I may get a little bit discouraged because of certain things, but at the end of the day, like, you really cannot just sit around and do nothing about it. Like, you have to do something in order to change your own situation. So I definitely understand what you are saying on that, Kobe. I want to go ahead and take a fast commercial break, y'all. This is a really great conversation, Kobe. I really do appreciate you for coming on the Mixture of Art, because you are a great person and your whole vibe is great. Yeah, folks, we will go ahead and take a fast commercial break. If you want to go ahead and chat live with Kobe Miller, definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. And just to let you guys know, if you guys miss our show, you can always go ahead and download our show to iTunes and podcast absolutely free. All right, folks, now with that said, I will be right back. Y'all stay tuned.
Hello out there. This is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, sugar, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call, you hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
All right, folks, thank you guys so much for listening to Mixture of Arts with Stacey Say. Just to give a few shout outs out there, I see you, guest 32847, guest 32835, guest 32802, guest 32787, guest 32752, guest 32703, guest 32478. I really appreciate you guys for tuning in to Mixture of Arts with me, your girl, Say T Say What. All right, folks, now back to the man of the hour, Kobe Miller. Now, Kobe Miller, I just have to ask, who were some of the best people that you've ever worked with?
Some of the best people I ever worked with was probably, I'd say Rap Spry, the head coach at Auburn University currently now, because he saw something in me that actually pushed my career to the next level. He always, you know, believed in me when I didn't believe in myself, and he's like a second father to me. He was one person that I confided in a lot. Another inspiration of mine was probably Carl Lewis, just to see how much he's accomplished in his track and field career. So I kind of like wanted to kind of do some of the same things and kind of use my life and my voice and my career actually to give back. And just to see all the stuff that he's done and utilized and stuff is my inspiration to where I'm going in my journey now through my fitness company and stuff.
Wow, that is great, because you already know how when you know that somebody is 100% there for you, it just makes it a whole lot easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Just having, like, I mean, just being able to surround yourself with the right people and having people around you that talking positive things and speaking positive things of your life makes a big difference in how you succeed in whatever you're doing. So, I mean, I just try to surround myself with the right people and always believe what my mother told me from raising me up is to surround yourself with the right people, and great things will happen for you. And so that's kind of like how I live my life now. So just having a strong support team and people who believe in you and, you know,
right,
are there for you makes a big difference.
Amen to that. Because that is so true. All right, so Kobe, what is Kobe Miller doing these days in 2011? What are you doing? What's up?
Well, you know, say too, that I'm very passionate about fitness and stuff. And so I just moved here to the Atlanta area back in September 2009 and launched another fitness company called Sweat Atlanta. So that right now my main focus is that, is getting that off the ground, and that's being very, very successful right now. That's something that, you know, I launched with a business partner of mine here. And so right now my main focus is to get this off the ground and going and encourage people and motivate them through fitness and overall health and stuff.
Oh, that is awesome. So just to put it out there, can you give us the URL of your site?
Yes, right now our website is currently under construction, but you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/sweatatl. And once again, that's www.facebook.com/sweatatl. Or you can also email us at info@sweatatlanta.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Sweat Atlanta.
That is definitely what is up. So, Kobe, is that the same thing, Fitz? Is this physiquefitness.com?
Yeah, physique.com. That's something like when I was in Auburn that I started, a buddy of mine got together. It's kind of to honor me and my legacy of being an Olympic athlete and stuff. So that's where it got it started. And then when I got the chance to move to Atlanta to a bigger market, my business partner and I sat down, we came up with the name Sweat Atlanta to make it, you know, very, very diverse and make it bigger, universal. And so so that right now that's going on really, really well. And we're getting people in, and we do free boot camps on the weekend. Our first one free up in Lindenwell Park.
Wow. Really?
So, yeah, we partnered with the city of Norcross. We got beautiful park, Lindenwell Park. People can come out and check us out. Your first couple ones are on us, and we work out for fun. They're dynamic. So we do everything to help you tone up, lose weight. And I work with a couple of football players and help them on their speed and stuff. We're trying to make this our ministry to overall that, you know, let people know that your overall health is important. And if you are what you eat. And as our motto says, life's what you make it, commit to be fit. And so that's our message.
Wow, that is definitely what is up, Kobe. Now, you really just got me super, super excited because I am really into fitness myself. And, like, the best thing about my fitness, though, is that I am actually naturally fit. But at the same time, like, I know that when females have a little bit of tone to their body, it makes it so much sexier. So I think I might just have to go ahead and hit you up.
Yes,
hit you up on that.
Yes, come out and join us on Saturdays, or you can always email us, like I said, at info@sweatatlanta.com. Or if you know any friends, anybody, any youth people that are looking to expand their speed and expand on their athletic ability and stuff, you know, that's what I'm here for. I believe this is my ministry, and this is what I want to be doing. So I'm just excited to be doing something new, and the sky's the limit with this.
That's great. All right, folks, well, our time is definitely up. I appreciate everybody that tuned into Mix of Arts with me, your girl, Say to Say What. Y'all on EOTMradio.com. Do not forget that Mix of Arts airs every single Monday night, Tuesday mornings at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It just so happened that tonight's show was 11. So for those folks that are a mixture of arts fans, I appreciate you. for listening anyway. I, Kobe Miller, it was a pleasure having you on the show. I want to have you on the show again and stay connected. So
I would love to.
I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for your time. I would love to. Anytime you need me, just give me a call. Thank you.
Oh, you are absolutely welcome. All right, folks, good night.
Good night.